Good morning, and welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Albert Morales, your host and managing partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. We created the center in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at www.businessofgovernment.org. The Business of Government Radio Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our special guest this morning is John Dyer, Chief Operating Officer for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services at the Department of Health and Human Services. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
And joining us in our conversation, also from IBM, is Lois Romeo. Good morning, Lois.
Good morning.
John, can you tell us about the mission and history of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services? And in that description, some of our listeners may not know about the different centers at CMS. So could you describe each center?
Sure. First of all, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, let me give you the acronym. We refer to it as CMS. I think that's how most people know us. And fundamentally, it runs two programs. The Medicare program, which is for our elderly, which if people pay into retirement, their Social Security, they also pay towards that tax. And then they're covered for their hospital care. And then if they want to pay the copayment for their outpatient services and doctor offices. The other half of it is Medicaid, which is the program for the low income of this country. It is run predominantly through the states. The federal government matches with the states. And the states actually day-to-day worry about the running of it, and the federal government exercises oversight of it. Both programs, the total, spend about $500 billion a year. They're each about $250 billion rounded, plus or minus here or there. And as you can see, they take care of the elderly population, the low income being mostly women, children, nursing home care, long-term care for the elderly low income. And then, of course, Medicare. Besides Medicare, it also covers people with kidney dialysis and other illnesses. It has special features for that.
John, you've had a very long career in public service, and I understand you've also served our nation at OMB. How did this experience prepare you for the role of Chief Operating Officer?
OMB was, to me, the best training ground I could have for it. They teach you very quickly there how to do hard-headed analysis, pull together the data, move to what the options are, and then lay out how you would actually implement and the implications of each option. You're exposed very early to dealing with the top-level executives, and you deal with very broad policy cross-cutting issues. So to me, it was just ideally suited. I got to, in my career there, move from starting in the health side, working on drug abuse programs, to move over to what they call the general government side there, where I actually worked on NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Programs, environmental programs, satellite programs. And then when I went on to be the branch chief of the Commerce Branch, I got into Small Business Administration, loan programs. Department of Commerce has just about one of every kind of program. And in addition to that, I was fortunate when I started there, the policy officer in the unit I was in was Paul O'Neill, who went on to be Secretary of Treasury. So you get a chance to be with the best and brightest and learn how the right way is to do it. Good examples.
John, you have quite a few functions reporting into you. Could you give us a description a little bit about the functions reporting to your office and tell us a little bit about them?
Sure. All of the what I call the direct support functions report in directly to me. This is the systems, the human resources, operations management, the regional offices, the finance, and program integrity. Those are all direct report. We also have other centers that are the programmatic, and as those centers, the operational aspect of those centers reports into me. Each one of those groups, whether it's Medicaid or dealing with the fee-for-service world or the managed care world, they have a policy side and an operational side, and I work with the head of that group, and I have oversight over them in terms of their operational activities. So I'm really focused on how do we manage with a workforce of about 4,800, roughly 63 contractors. Most of our work is done through contractors, so I'm working with each center director on that aspect of the operation, or with the computers. We spend about $1 billion in computer services, depending on whatnot. The administrator relies on me to be the person that integrates across the agency. My job is to make sure everything is getting done, what he wants done, the secretary and the president want done, is being carried out from an implementation operational. I also worry about the processes that he has put in place to get the policy, to make decisions on how we're going to operationalize things. My job is to run it through. So even a policy that's starting, I'm worrying about is the process in place to get a good outcome from that policy, to get to the right policy with the right analysis. And then once the policy's made, we move into program design, then I spend my time making sure it gets done. That's fundamentally my role.
Many of our listeners may not typically associate the chief operating officer role with something that you would normally find within a federal agency. Can you tell us about a typical day in your shoes?
Yeah. First of all, you're right. There aren't very many chief operating officers, and they're kind of set up the way I am. As I understand it, in this administration, normally the deputy secretary serves as the number two person and the chief operating officer of the department. In our case, we have me set aside because when you look at all the things that our administrator, deputy administrator, and I have to deal with in a typical day, it's impossible for two people to do it all. Mark McClellan, the administrator, is dealing with the outside advocacy groups, the interest groups, the Hill, the White House, the secretary. He's just, his schedule is unbelievable, and he's trying to keep in touch. The deputy is dealing usually with the department and the secretary's issues and with the industry. So my job is really to worry about the day-to-day running of the organization. So let me give you my typical day. Last Friday, I started out in the morning with the staff meeting with the administrator. He sits down with all his key folks. I was in Baltimore that day. He was in Washington. We're hooked up by a teleconference. We went over the various agenda items with the deputy and laid out what was hot that day. From there, I moved into meetings. I met, for instance, with the head of systems for us and went over where we stood with all the latest systems we had to start bringing together for the prescription drug program. Which ones were ahead of schedule, which were behind, what were we on target, went over that in great detail. From there, I met with a person who was actually interested in working for us, a possible executive, so I interviewed that individual. From there, I went and had lunch with somebody who had a concern about our procurement operation, had they been treated rightly or not. And so, you know, I was trying to get some insight. And it was an individual who had worked in the agency before, so it was a good chance for me to kind of get his insights. The afternoon, I met with all our managers to talk about how we're going to proceed with talent pooling or succession planning, what our plan is, what our game plan is. We had a session with the head of the organ group that runs the Medicaid program for us, went over what their issues are. So you can see, I move across a wide spectrum activities during a daily basis. I find it very interesting. I enjoy it.
That's certainly a full day. What role did CMS play in Hurricane Katrina relief? We will ask CMS Chief Operating Officer John Dyer to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.